In our continuing look at the best era of each local school, and for this case, Appalachian State is a local school. We have tons of App fans in Raleigh, but we are also heard in Asheville, and we know that there are fans of App State in Asheville. We go back to the best era of App State football, the national championship run under Coach Jerry Moore about now, almost 20 years ago. John Dell for the Winston-Salem Journal covered it, and so let's talk about it. John Dell joins us on the Adam Gold Show. If you want to follow him on Twitter or Threads, I assume, or Instagram, at John Dell WSJ, I know, on Twitter. Are you on Threads yet?
I don't even know what that is.
There you go. Good for you. Good for you. It hasn't quite. People have asked me a lot, like, are you going to leave Twitter and go to Threads? I'm like, Threads ain't user-friendly yet. And I'm an old guy. I need user-friendly. If it isn't user, like, TweetDeck changed on me last night. I have no idea what I'm doing now. I'm so angry at what happened to that I don't even know what to do. Let's talk about those Mountaineers. How do you put in perspective that run, 05, 06, 07, and what they did in winning three straight FCS titles?
Well, you know, it's funny because Tommy Bowman and Lennox Rawlings and myself, all three of us, back when we were swamped in the sports department with sports writers, we trekked up Chattanooga 3 years in a row to cover all three of those teams. And each year was different, but each year it was fun, too. And I'm, you know, after that third one, I'm sitting down there. We're driving back after the 07 one. And, you know, there was some hearsay or some rumors, rumblings that they wanted to move up. And I kind of turned to those two guys and said, this is going to be the best it's ever been for App State, in my mind. I mean, I didn't know if that was true, but to me, that was just, there's just something about those three games where the fans got to go to the games. The students were actually there. They got to celebrate on the sidelines and afterwards. And it was just, it was a magical run. And it was just so cool to, you know, to cover those games.
John Dell is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. How would you compare what App State football is today to what it was then?
Well, it's hard to say, only because I still don't know the teams they're playing. I mean, that's the thing. When they play week, I kind of know these teams, what they're playing in the regular season. But back then, when the conferences were smaller, it was a lot easier to kind of cover them and to kind of follow them. But you know, they're very consistent this year. I mean, you know, Sean Clark just picked up, you know, what he's had and ran with it. And you know, they've gone to bowl games 7 out of the last 8 years, I believe. So there is some comparison, but those three national championship teams, you say national championship,
right?
And that's what they were. I mean, is App going to ever win a national championship at their level that they're at now? I don't know. But we do know they won three in a row under Jerry Moore, and it was quite a run.
Well, here's John Dell is joining us. Winston-Salem Journal covered the App three-peat, if you will, from 2005-2007. I think we do know the answer to whether will they win a national championship. I think the answer is no. We could say that about probably, I don't know, 100 schools that play at the FBS level, maybe even more than that. But, I mean, I guess, how do you balance the trade-off? Knowing that you're never going to win a national championship. You could play in some big games, and you might even be able to do a Central Florida thing and go undefeated. But,
right.
I mean, they're not winning a national championship. I just think that the system is rigged against that.
Well, and it's hard to quantify, okay, they win a bowl game, but they won national championships in a playoff system. What's more exciting? I don't know. I mean, I guess if you had to ask the current student, what do they like? Do they like to go to the bowl game and see them win? Or do they like to follow them in the playoffs and see them win it all? I mean, it's just a different era, and you kind of got to, you know, kind of go with what brought you, and right now it's just going to a bowl game at the end of the season.
John Dell is with us talking about App State. I'm going to go back to the era and maybe some players and whatnot that stood out to you, but do you think that what we see, you say it's not going to get, you said it was not going to get any better than it got. It's obviously different. Do you think the administration, I mean, is their identity any different today? Because it's not like they're not good. They're really good. They have a bunch of 10-win seasons. Do you think the administration today would trade this rep for that rep?
That's a tough call, but I think around here and in North Carolina, South Carolina, I think App's as big a name as they were back in you know, when they were winning national championships. Nationally, I mean, it never got bigger than when they beat Michigan.
Now, and then they've
come close here and upsetting some of these power fives and have even upset some of them now. But I still think that Michigan is the one that stands out and it's going to stand out for years to come. But I don't know if the administration would change. I mean, I guess it comes down to, Adam, and you know what it is with college sports. It's all about the nickel.
Yeah.
Are they a much better university now, either academically and, you know, students, you know, they have more students than they ever had. So is that what they want? I mean, it's a tough call, but I think, the current administration would probably say, well, we're happy right where we are, because that's what they're supposed to say.
Well, yes, it is what they're supposed to say, but yeah, your statement is all about the nickel, 100%. I mean, dollars equal cents in college sports. It's it really drives everything, not just college sports, but what's good for the bottom line, they'll figure out a way to make good for the university. All right, to those teams, because there were some, like, I don't know how do you rank players in terms of who was the best this, the best that. But have they had a player as electrifying as Armonte Edwards was?
I tell you, that was there were some highlights of Armonte when he played that were just, even today, they'd be on SportsCenter's top five. I mean, there was just something about that kid. And then you throw in, you know, running back Kevin Richardson wasn't bad either. He was a pretty good runner. And, you know, the wide receivers I have and Dexter Jackson and those guys. And, I mean, Brian Quick was really good. He was a freshman, I think, on the 07 team. Mm-hmm. I mean, they just had players up and down. Now, did that quantify into NFL, you know, greatness? No. But, you know, during that time, those teams just had these guys. And I think they all played with a chip on their shoulder because they weren't at high Division One. And when you get a bunch of those guys that play together – and they have chips on their shoulder, you can win championships. And I think App State proved it back in those days.
John Dell, before we let you go, and I appreciate your time talking about the glory days of App State football, it's still maybe my favorite place to go watch a football game in the state. To go to Kid Brewer Stadium, and I know it's bigger now than it was then, but How would you put anything above the Rock in terms of a home field environment? I mean, Dowdy Ficklin is close, I think, but the Rock is just a tremendous place.
I think the Rock is more consistent. It doesn't matter what the opponent is, but like if you Keenan Stadium and if NC State and North Carolina, you're going to get that atmosphere, that electricity. But at the Rock, I tell you, they're consistent fans up there, and they especially love the night game. I mean, you get a Saturday night game at the Rock, and you definitely better be staying overnight Saturday night because you're not getting home. I mean, it's just something about that place. And when they were going through that run, even though it was a smaller stadium back then, I mean, you couldn't ask for a better place, you know, to play football, and it's still right up there.
Yeah, you couldn't even get out of the parking deck. Forget about getting home. You couldn't get to the streets. I mean, you might as well just brought a tent and stayed in a parking garage.
Exactly.
John Dell, I appreciate your time. At John Dell, WSJ, from the Winston-Salem Journal. Appreciate your time, man. I'll see you soon.
Sounds good, Adam. Talk to you later.
You got it. John Dell here on the Adam Gold Show. Said that about Kid Brewer Stadium a ton. I've been to a football game in every major stadium in the state. That is my favorite place.
Well,
that's my favorite place.
I'm biased.
I know you are.
But it's amazing.
The whole town is great.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe it's kind of just more my speed. Like, you know, grungy.
Yeah.
You know.
The air seems is nice up there.
Is that what that is? Well, I'm not sure that's air.
Right. What's that other stuff?
Yeah. Whatever that is, it's nice.
Well, and if you're going to get stuck too somewhere, don't forget the blankets because it's freezing. So layer up.
God. And I'm still drinking water from going to the Daniel Boone Inn.
Oh, yeah. The
country ham biscuit.
Makes your mouth just water thinking about it. You're not going to move, though. This is talking about not going anywhere.
The sodium.
Need a nap.
My blood pressure just rose thinking about it. It's an incredible environment to watch a college football game in. And I agree, it doesn't really matter who the opponent is. It is just always a super fun time.